Hi, Terry. Thank you for your patience.
Hi there. For several years, I've had issues, and I've talked to you about this before, with leg cramps at night and sleep, muscle cramps and so on. And I do the usual high magnesium foods and supplementation and topical magnesium oil at bedtime. And for the most part, that works. But occasionally the cramps come back. But I discovered something this week that seems to have eliminated that completely. And it was the result of a complete different line of study. When I was looking into the work of cardiologist Steven Sinatra and James Roberts on cardiovascular disease, and they use and they discuss the role of ATP in muscle contraction and relaxation, where it only takes a little bit for contraction, but it takes a lot of ATP for relaxation. And of course, the relaxation phase, if that goes bad in the heart, you've got a whole number of different issues. And that was the context in which they discussed this. And I got to thinking, well, if that's the case, I mean, any muscle needs that ATP for relaxation. So I started taking their CoQ10 L-carnitine D-ribose formulation an hour or so before bedtime. And ever since I've been doing that, the cramps don't recur, even though I continue to do everything else, but it has eliminated the rest of the cramping.
Well, congratulations, sir. You're doing your research, trying to keep yourself healthy, and apparently succeeding. Nice.
You know, when I read it in the book, I thought, you know, this would make eminent sense. So let's give it a try. And, you know, it's correlation, not causation, of course, but they're gone. The cramps don't occur at night anymore, and I'm still doing everything else. So I just wanted to pass that info along. And, of course, every cell in the body needs mitochondrial support, so there isn't anything that doesn't benefit from this.
That's right, sir. And even though it isn't, quote, approved, unquote, it also, most importantly, can't hurt you.
Well, you know, these guys have been using these supplements as part of their nutritional approach in their cardiology practice for over 20 years.
Yay.
And it just works.
Well, you read two of the good ones, sir. I really like their work.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I can't recommend it enough. Reverse Heart Disease Now is the name of the book they co-authored, and they go into it quite a bit. And Sinatra's got his own book, Metabolic Cardiology, which goes into it in even more detail.
Well, Sinatra's got a bunch of books.
Anyway.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for letting us all know, sir. Hey, I really appreciate when folks call in and tell us about something that's harmless, that's done them some good, and just spread that word, sir, because we don't all study in the same places, so it's nice to hear it on the radio. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.